You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The 4th of July brings with it a busy travel weekend and the reinstatement of part of President Trump's travel ban. Lots of people are going to be moving around by planes, trains, and automobiles. But let's stop on that train part, specifically subway trains, and even more specifically, New York's subway. On Tuesday, a subway train in Manhattan derailed and 34 people were hurt. And on the less scary but really annoying front, it's gotten incredibly hard to ride the trains here.
It's not reliable. There has been delays where I've opted to walk over taking the subway if it's a nice day.
It's the weekends that suck. There's always, like, delays. They're repairing. You can't really enjoy the summer.
It's inconsistent. There are, you know, more than a handful of times where I've left for work 2 hours and a half to 3 hours before and still was late. You feel like you're commuting more than you're working. It's horrible. It's horrible.
A brief scan of my emails to my producer reveals a lot of, ugh, gonna be late, subway again notes. On Thursday, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo declared a state of emergency for the transit system, which is the biggest in the U.S. and has the most stations in the world. But here's the question. Whether it's New York or any other place, how do you fix it and how much would it cost? For more on this, I'm joined by David Bragdon, the executive director of the Transit Center. It's a foundation based in New York dedicated to urban mobility and transit reform around the country. Thanks for coming in.
Good to be here.
How did we get to a point where the governor is declaring a state of emergency about the trains?
Well, it's not an emergency in the sense that it's a natural disaster or something that happened overnight. It's maybe for him it's a political emergency because people are noticing. But what's happened is cumulative, and it's been a long decline of the system here that has happened over many years. Even here in the most transit-oriented city in the country, transit is underfunded, which is the case across the country. But it's very noticeable here when things start to go.
What is causing this?
The basic root of it is lack of proper maintenance and taking care of what we have, and also then expanding capacity as ridership has grown.
I mean, does that all just come boil down to money?
Actually, I think, to be honest, it's also how money gets spent. There's no question that more money is needed for transit, but I think it's also fair to say that money needs to be spent more effectively. We've starved transit in most places. It doesn't have a steady stream of funding and so has not been able to establish itself the way it does in other parts of the world.
I mean, someone listening to this interview in, you know, Illinois or Michigan, where my father's from, might say, well, I don't care if Lizzie has trouble getting to work on a Monday or a Tuesday. Why does this matter in a national context?
Well, metropolitan regions are the driver of our economy now. If New York goes offline and people can't get to work in New York, what is New York, 10-12% of the national GDP? It's a very important part of the economy. And if you that tends to be the case for the metropolitan areas in just about any state. And if they're not functioning and transportation is a big part of how they function, that's a big problem for the economy. So transit really is important to everybody in this country, whether they use it or not. There is something that they do that depends on it.
There are other places. I mean, I think of London, which have old and giant subway systems. And I know that there are folks in London who would complain about it, but not in the way where every day in New York, you know, derailment, delays. How do other places fix this? And have they done that successfully?
They have. And it's, you know, it's not a technical issue. London, Paris, Tokyo, they're all the largest city. They all have national governments that help to fund transit. And transit is seen as central part of life for the population. We're in a country where we actually have a federal government that is hostile to urban areas. The federal government, the way it's constituted in terms of the Senate and the representational system, urban areas are at a big disadvantage.
Or rural areas get, you know, just as much political representation, they would say.
Well, per capita. Yeah.
Per capita.
Yeah, right. There's more people going through Penn Station today than live in the state of Wyoming. Hmm. But the people who are going through Penn Station, they don't have two senators. The 600,000 people in Wyoming do have two senators.
What do you think it would cost to make the New York subways run?
So the capital overall capital plan for New York City Transit is $29 billion in this current five-year period. Most of that just is toward maintenance, keeping us where we are, kind of keep the wheels on. In terms of really being able to get to the type of system that we deserve and that we ought to have in terms of the frequency and the reliability, it would be much more than that.
This might seem like a silly question, but I've always wondered it. Here in New York, subways run all night long. If I want to come in and host the Marketplace Morning Report, I can take the train from Brooklyn, my house, at 4 a.m. If we shut them down for a few hours, would it make it easier to bring things up to a more functional level?
Well, certainly you wouldn't shut them all down
right.
at one time. And New York is blessed, actually, in having a lot of redundancy. But it definitely would be an advantage to do the heavy maintenance that required to be able to take sections out for weeks or even months at a time. And that's what the Chicago Transit Authority did. It's a real challenge for the construction pros to say, well, you're going to only be able to maintain this thing between 11 at night and 5 in the morning. By the time you mobilize, you've actually only done a few hours of work, and it takes far too long to do a project.
Before I let you go, how'd you get here today?
I got here on the Lexington Avenue line, which by itself, that's one line of the New York City subway that carries the same amount of people on that one line as Washington Metro and the Chicago Transit Authority in combination with each other carry.
Whew. David Bragdon, Executive Director of Transit Center, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks.